Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
The north and south of the studio this morning, very casual, as though they were going to a Braves game this morning.
We're feeling very sporty.
Feeling very sporty today.
It was odd because I walk in and I was like, oh my God, I don't wear hats often and I've never seen her wear a hat in studio. And today, both of us wearing Braves hats.
I feel like you today have that hot for teacher look.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, because I woke up this morning and looked in the mirror and said, you are rough. You're wearing a hat. I slept with my hair wet and woke up looking like a colonial man.
You have the glasses, the hat on, right? But you know, underneath there, there's something good.
Wow.
Wow, that's a backhanded compliment.
You just got to dig a little bit.
That's what I'm saying about hot for teacher thing. As she comes out, you guys ever seen that video?
Yes.
All right, so she doesn't look like anything in the beginning, but then she does the little hair flippy thing, takes her hair out of the bun, and then you're like, oh, wow.
I'm like an excavation project. We just have to like keep digging.
Okay.
And eventually you're going to get to something that you're proud of.
You get to some gold.
Yes.
You're diamond in a rough. You just need a little polishing.
Exactly. A lot of polishing.
Whereas Cassie came in here this morning, a final polished product.
Mm-hmm.
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
What's going on? Why?
Well, let's explain. She has this lovely romper on, a floral romper that's a little bit off the shoulder. Her hair is straightened. She has a full face of makeup. I mean, I see the foundation. I see the mascara.
Do I have lines?
No, you don't have lines. lipstick, like the whole nine yards. You look like you're ready to go out.
Thank you. And the reason being is for kind of the same tone that's like, Bert is like, Cassie is the one dressed up. My husband basically said I look like crap and I need to step it up.
What?
How did that conversation go?
That's how I womanly interpreted his very kind words. I can read between the lines. I'm not dumb. But
what were the exact words?
He was taking up a pile of my laundry because I recently sprained my ankle, so stairs are not easy while holding things. And he was looking at me and he goes, babe, I think you need to invest in some clothes for yourself. These are all sweatpants, and I think you deserve a nice wardrobe, which is that is probably literally the best way to tell your wife she needs to stop wearing her maternity pants and start dressing like a damn human being instead of a homeless person.
Is that what he was saying, or is that the way you just heard it?
I heard it. I think it's both ways. I think he genuinely was like, you don't need to wear sweatpants from Target or maternity pants from your first pregnancy and your daughter's almost four. Like, you can like wear some normal clothes. So I think in his way, I don't like to spend money on myself a lot. I think a lot of people have that feeling.
Especially after you have kids.
Yeah.
You just want to spend all your money on them.
And clothes are expensive, especially nicer pieces. And especially like, not complaining, but for my body, everything is more expensive because you have to go to specialty stores. I can't buy stuff in regular mall stores. And so he said that and I sat with it and I got so, my feelings were so hurt and I didn't tell him.
Could he see it?
I don't think so, because I just said, okay, that sounds great. And he kept going up the stairs, but I was like, okay, that sounds great.
Oh, he said he stuck and move when he said it?
Up the stairs, and I sat on the couch, like, having a single tear cry. And then I was like, you know, he's right. He's not wrong. I roll out of bed. I'm just so tired. I'm not a priority for myself. I don't dress well. I don't have a lot of clothes that fit because I tried. I think last year I was so excited about building one of those staple closets or whatever, you know, where you have like six pieces and you mix match into 1,000 outfits. And I ordered stuff. I must have spent $1,000 on clothes. And because I bought them online, even though I measured myself, nothing fit right, nothing looked good. So I just gave up because it took a long time. And so I have made an effort to start trying to look more put together, but it is hard because even when I buy the cute outfits, like on the models in the store and they fit me, I put them on and it does not look the same. It looks like somebody playing dress up. So that's why it's been such a barrier for me to sort of dress like a human, especially with two kids and you're tired. And I'm like, do I want to get up early and fix my hair? Do I want to sleep? But it really, this week I started doing it and it's had a bit of an attitude shift for me and it really has been better. So
nice.
He's right, but I will never tell him.
He probably doesn't even know the impact of his words. I mean, he probably was making that suggestion and had no idea.
No, he's something. Somebody talked to him. Not in this room, but there's something. Because he told me I looked really beautiful one day, and then he said I looked really nice another day. Which is not weird for him to give me compliments at all. He's very complimentary, but it just felt like... It felt authentic, but also pointed. Does that make sense?
Such a dude-woman thing
it
here,
is.
Right?
It really
where
is.
Back to back, your man tells you how beautiful you look, and you're like, what's up?
Someone must have spoke to him.
I know it wasn't anybody in here, but somebody got to my husband.
Who would speak to him?
Nobody.
Well, no, I don't know if he was like talking to his bros and they're like, try this out.
No.
No.
His friends are in very successful marriages and are very smart men. So, but it was like 3 days in a row. It was different stuff. And one of the days I definitely did not deserve the compliment. So
you didn't think you did. So let me just submit this as a guy. Maybe he said those back-to-back days that you looked beautiful because maybe you're in just the right light and it was just the right time of day. But he really thought you were looking beautiful. So
he's tired of us going out together and people accusing him of kidnapping.
Stop it.
Because I look disheveled.
Just stop.
Well, I do, though. Like, I can accept. And that's why, like, even though the words, he meant it nicely, he did mean get a new wardrobe, but the words stung, but that's because there was truth in them and I really just haven't. It's... All of my tank tops have either stains, God knows from what, like oil, or holes in them. And I used to get onto him because he used to have like holes in his t-shirts. And I'm like, just replace them. It's so easy. It's a black t-shirt. Mm-mm. And now I have them and I'm like, no, it's fine. And literally the hem's coming off. And that's just because I go home, I change into comfies, and then I get down and dirty with dishes or laundry or kids or whatever has to be done. And I feel like I set myself back. And if I'm going to sit here and be like, I'm focusing on my health and trying to make myself healthier, well, then I think mental health is part of it. And I know I feel better when I dress nicely rather than just changing into pajamas part two.
To pajamas part two.
Well, nobody got to me. You look very nice today.
Oh, thank you.
So Chad did call me the other day.
A lot of that girl's face. Tell her she looks pretty.
The Burt Show.